One of the biggest challenges for voters in a civic election with 45 different candidates, the majority of whom most of us have never heard of, seven slates, some of which only formed in the last month, is knowing how candidates would actually vote on key issues. To that end, the Richmond News asked all council and mayoral candidates to answer, yes, or, no, to questions we posed to them regarding everything from housing, to development, to the arts. We also gave candidates the opportunity to answer one question in a longer format. See below for their answers. Not all candidates chose to give long-form answers. Some candidates sent several long-form answers but didn't indicate which one they wanted posted online. We hope this helps you narrow down the selection and find the candidates that best reflect the direction you want to see Richmond City Council take in the next 4 years. For more election news, look online at https://www.richmond-news.com/2022-civic-election-richmond-news-staff. Chuck O. Should City Council impose reduced house size limits in residential neighborhoods? It is better to have different housing types and sizes in a neighborhood as long as they fit its character. It is more important to control the building height, setback, massing, and shadowing to minimize the impact on the neighbors. Malcolm Brody. The city currently requires 15% affordable rentals in new developments in city center and 10% in the rest of the city. Is that enough? No. The affordable rental provision must be analyzed together with the mandatory 15% market rental requirement. Council has worked with development to provide many types of rental homes to increase affordability through a range of housing. This gives different housing options to people with varying incomes and family situations. Carol Day. Should there be more public art in Richmond? Yes. We need public art that reflects our city's character, and I feel that whenever possible we should hire local artists. When developers choose the art, it is often not compatible or practical, so when necessary we need the ability to say no thanks, we will take the cash instead. This will motivate them to create public art that will work for the city both visually and maintenance-wise. Jerome Dickey. An average residential property in Richmond is paying $3,241 in property taxes and for utilities in 2022. Is this an appropriate amount for the services the city provides? No. Taxpayers need to decide if they feel they are receiving value for services provided. City operations can be more efficient and effective. We need zero-based budgeting and no automatic 1% tax increase. We also can't justify spending $5 million for a lawn bowling clubhouse. Evan Dunphy. Do you think allowing developers to build more market housing will increase the supply of affordable housing? Yes. New multifamily buildings require affordable rentals or cash in lieu and collectively pay millions each year towards amenities contributions. New detached homes currently provide no contributions to the affordable housing stock. That said, there is much more the city can do to deliver more affordable housing in every neighborhood. Laura Gillanders. Do you think allowing developers to build more market housing will increase the supply of affordable housing? Yes. Technically, because affordable housing is required in new developments, increasing market housing does increase units of affordable housing that may be available years down the road when the project is done. However, this isn't nearly good enough because we need affordable housing now and in priority before market condo housing. Cash Heed. The City of Richmond employs 306 police officers, including 30 at YVR, with a total RCMP budget of $64 million. Is this sufficient to keep residents safe? Yes. However, other areas of protective services need to be considered and developed so the system can be more comprehensive, efficient, and effective in dealing with public safety, not just the RCMP. Each contributor needs to be held to account. Mark Leto. You think City Hall should reduce red tape to allow developers to build housing faster? Yes. Any development that meets our needs, which should be clearly outlined in the OCP, should be eligible for a streamlined application process. Alex Liu. Would you increase the city's budget to add to Richmond's sports and recreation facilities? Yes. Our sports and rec facilities build community, which fights discrimination, supports health, which saves us in the long run. Kiefer Pellick. Do you think allowing developers to build more market housing will increase the supply of affordable housing? No. More market housing is definitely necessary. But it will not solely provide the level of affordable housing we need in general, nor will it directly create housing for specific needs such as dedicated units for seniors, people with disabilities, and low-income families. Jasmine Piao, do you think the municipal government should implement programs to fight climate change, even if it means raising taxes? No. Focus should be on mobilizing local, community-oriented initiatives in environmental stewardship, not increasing the cost of living for Richmond residents through additional taxes. John Roston, the road infrastructure budget in Richmond for the next 5 years is about $91 million, of which $21 million is earmarked for cycling infrastructure. Do you think the city is investing enough in cycling infrastructure? While Richmond has many bike lanes, only 2% of them are segregated bike lanes which protect both cyclists and drivers, unlike the dangerous, share-the-road, bike lanes common in Richmond. Segregated bike lanes are expensive and require an increased overall budget, not a reduction in the budget for roads. Sheldon Starrett, should City Council impose reduced house size limits in residential neighborhoods? Yes. House heights should be reduced so as to not cast shadows on neighbors. But I don't think there should be any restriction on square footage to maximize the efficiency of space and neighborhood consistency. It is important homes have garden space and trees, for soil and environmental reasons. Michael Wolf, do you support tougher environmental protection bylaws? Yes. Citywide, environmentally sensitive and riparian management areas are too often abused to the point of no return. Tree protection is littered with loopholes. Invasive plant species are destroying our last few natural places. Pesticides are still used in excess. We need bylaw officers for pollution prevention from all land uses.